Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We are returning now to the cyber attack on the HSE because, as you've just heard in the bulletin there, RTE News has learned that the organised cyber crime group that attacked the HSE and the Department of Health Systems has now provided a decryption key. The key is now being checked by the commercial IT specialist company employed by the HSE, but there is some evidence at this point that it works. The group believed to be behind the ransomware Wizard Spider is, according to the intelligence agencies, based in and around St. Petersburg in Russia. So to discuss all this further, we're joined now on the line by Russian Ambassador to Ireland, Yuri Filatov. And thank you, Ambassador, for joining us this evening. I know that news has just broken in the last short while about a decryption key being provided to the HSE. I wonder, what is your reaction to that?
Well, good evening. Well, certainly I am not privy to these ongoing developments, but basically my reaction, my whole attitude to that is rather obvious. We are talking about hideous criminal attack, and it should be condemned, and I do that repeatedly. It is to be understood that these kind of activity, Russian-based or otherwise, is illegal, and its perpetrators should be brought to justice. With that in mind, basing our assessment on what we have heard, we have offered to the Irish government our assistance, actually suggesting the joint effort to investigate the incident. This offer is on the table. It stands. We have to understand that these cyber is a very specific.
Sorry, now the line, unfortunately, Ambassador, is not good. I might ask you a question, and that hopefully the line might have improved by the time you hear the question. As you say, there's an offer on the table there from the Russian embassy and the Russian government to help in this regard if approached by the Irish authorities. Now, I know that Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has discussed the cyber attack on the health service with his Russian counterpart. Do you know, has he asked for Russia's assistance in this regard?
Well, the only thing I really can tell you that this subject has been touched upon in the very recent conversation, and the offer has been made from our side, and it's on the table. It's up to the Irish authorities to decide the best way to deal with the situation, which is a really very serious, very difficult situation. We understand that, and we understand as well that if we are talking about the sort of Russian-based group, criminal group, we would be very much interested in joining the investigation, since we are sort of hunting these people all along.
And on that point, regardless, I suppose, as to whether or not the Irish government take up the offer of assistance, I wonder, is the Russian government either way looking for this gang, given it is believed that they are in St. Petersburg and clearly are a criminal gang?
Oh, yes. We have our law enforcement constantly is on the watch for this kind of activity, and I'm pretty sure that this recent incident is being investigated in its fully and with all resources we have. It's a difficult task. We are talking about very specific, highly technical kind of crime activity, but we have our own resources, and I'm pretty sure that if we join forces, it would be more effective both on the Irish and Russian side.
On Tuesday, we spoke to Professor Ciarán Martin, who was the founding chief executive of the National Cybersecurity Centre in the UK. And he said that while global cybercrime is genuinely a global problem, he said it's disproportionately Russian and Russian-speaking gangs and ransomware that tend to be involved. And in terms of the big gangs who make all the money, it's almost exclusively Russians. Is Russia a safe haven for cyber criminals?
Well, I cannot certainly agree with that kind of assessment. Cybercrime has no borders, and it's not exclusively what you suggest, a Russian product. It's based in the US, UK, you name it. It's all over the world. We know that there are a number of groupings which act from certain points in Russia, and we are investigating them. We are suggesting on the international level a number of initiatives which are based and oriented towards creating very clear legal framework for all the nations to cooperate effectively on a practical level, on the level of law enforcement, to track, trace, and stop this activity, bring these people to justice. Mm. That's our aim.
Yeah, and I know you dispute what Professor Ciarán Martin said, but he's not the only one saying it and making the charge that Russia is somewhat of a safe haven for these gangs. The connection with Russia and cyber criminal gangs has been made in many other places, not least the US President Joe Biden just earlier this month when he was talking about an attack on the US pipeline hack. He said that, you know, these gangs were emanating from Russia, and he said Russia has responsibility to deal with ransomware attacks emanating from its soil. Do we still have the ambassador? Sorry.
Hello?
Hi, ambassador. Sorry, I think your line cut out there.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. I just wondered, did you hear my question there? That it's
yes,
you know,
I did.
Yes, okay.
And my answer is very simple. I have heard very many people over recent years saying so many things about Russia being, root of all evils there possibly be. So, I mean, some people have their own political agendas. Some people act and say something with their own ideas in mind, but we have to follow the facts. And the facts...
I mean, the cybercrime experts that we've been speaking to, even on this program alone this week, are hardly likely to have political agendas. They're just following the evidence.
Well, the evidence in this area is completely different from what you might call usual crime. It's really difficult. It's a trans-border crime. You can never pinpoint, someone sitting in Rwanda or in Ottawa, Canada, or somewhere else in Australia. It's difficult. What I am trying to say is not that we don't have this kind of crime in Russia. We do. We put all the effort to contain and eventually stop this activity. And that's the heart of the matter.
All right. We'll have to leave it there for this evening, but thank you very much for joining us. That's the Russian ambassador to Ireland, Yuri Filatov. And as we said, that breaking news this evening that the Department of Health and HSE have been provided with a decryption key for the stolen data. We're going to be getting more on that story after the break.